I talked about our practice as a Zen Buddhist. Whether you are layman or monk, there is some important point. Which we should make clear. The point was to put more emphasis on big mind rather than small mind. That is the point we should make clear in our practice. In this way, more and more you will develop your Buddha mind, which is Buddha mind, big mind. And when you have big mind, when you are involved in some practice, experiencing big mind or expressing the big mind, at first you will feel you are developing a big mind. And you feel you have a big mind, and you develop your big mind to everything, to your friends, to your friends, to your household, or to your monastery. But actually, if you continue to practice developing the big mind, you eventually you do not feel as if you have big mind, or you are developing big mind. And that is so called it, no mind. Big mind is something big in contrast to the small mind. So it is not real big mind. No mind is actually a big, a great mind. The same thing will be true for our Sasahara Institute, Zen Center. Why we have Zen Center is to develop our great mind. So that we can develop our big mind, we have Zen Center. So that we can continue to practice our way and develop our way, we have Zen Center. But if you have the idea of Zen Center too much as an organization or institute, that is still something wrong with it. This point should be at the same time carefully examined. We should know what we are doing here or in city agenda. Here it's a koan, a Zen stone, which was told by Sketsu Eisho. For 3 or 4 fourth generation of leaders. And on some occasion, maybe he mounted on the altar and told the students, here is my translation for it. If you pick up one dust, nation will become prosperous. If you pick up one dust, nation will become prosperous. If you don't, nothing will happen. That is first part. That is what Sketsu Eisho said when he mounted on the altar. And to this, Secho said, taking up one spot, the spot is down thick. And Secho said, is there anyone who would go through birth and death with me? Is there anyone who would go through birth and death with me? And that is the whole story. Sketsu said, if you pick up one dust, nation will become prosperous. If you do not, nothing will happen. That is what Jesus Angel said. Later, after Jesus died, Secho Zenji said, taking up his stuff, is there anyone who would go through birth and death with me? Is there anyone who would go birth and death with me? That is Secho, what Secho said. And that's appreciatory word by same Zen Master Secho. But I want to explain the first part first. If you pick up a dust, what it means, pick up a dust, means, you know, to do something. Like to start some monastery, or to start some Zen group. In everywhere, in somewhere. And that is to pick up actually what he meant is to have some group or to start some agenda. That is true. But actually, he didn't say that, just to pick up a dust. In the great universe, in great Buddha land, to start Zendo is just like to pick up a dust. Not for these things. Even though it is very small thing, but if you don't, nothing will happen. But he says, Nation is the Sastra. Nation, he says, but it means Buddha, then members, then students, will become Sastra. Many Zen center students come to Zen center, for instance, or come to go to some other center. But is this something very meaningful thing or not? We should think about nation become prosperous or then students become prosperous. Is this good thing or bad thing? If something good happens, something bad will happen at the same time. Most likely, if one good thing happens, five or ten or more than 20 bad things will happen. So we should think whether to pick up one dust to establish something is good thing or bad thing. But if you don't, nothing will happen. This is also true. What will you do? Will you pick up one dust? Why, you don't pick up any dust. Leave everything as it is, without saying anything. How many people are suffering? Doesn't matter. Let them suffer. And let them go wrong direction. That is not a problem. Let it go as they go. I will not do anything with it. That is, we will not pick up any dust. But if you want to do something with them, or if you want to help them, at the same time, many bad things will follow. But very real. As Dogen Zenji said, if everything is Buddha, so there is enlightenment and defilement, birth and death, Buddha and sentient being. If you pick up one thing, there is birth and death, enlightenment and delusion, and Buddha and sentient being, and good, something good and something bad. Even though your faith is good, many things will happen just because you picked up one thing. If you don't say anything, don't do anything, nothing will happen. But because you do something, many things will fall. That is actual fact. So we call it Genjo Koan. That is our koan, the self. Actual koan we have. If you don't pick up anything, it means that if you think, if you understand what is the real teaching of Buddhism, it means what is the purpose of Buddhism. Purpose of Buddhism is not to establish Buddha's teaching, Buddha's group, but to help people, and to help people going their own way. But because they not follow their own way, so Buddha give them some warning. If you do not follow the right path, you will be lost. That is the only reason why Buddha left his teaching for a human being. So he doesn't want to pick up anything, or there's no need to pick up anything. If all sentient beings follow light path, most people or some Buddhists will make this mistake. They try to establish something for the sake of Buddhism in its right sense, narrow sense. Then that is big mistake. The real purpose of Buddhism is to bring about the time when we do not need Buddha teaching. When we do not need Zen center or anything, without teacher, without teaching, if we can follow our own way, that is best. That is the goal of Buddhism. The goal of Buddhism is to bring about the life, human life, where there is no Buddhism. So not to pick up anything, or to bring about the human life, where there is no need to pick up anything. It's why we make our effort. And personally, because we always try to pick up something and to establish something in its small sense, with small mind. That is why. That is why the more we make effort, the more we have trouble. That's very silly of us if we establish something just to have more trouble. It doesn't make sense. So, as I said last night, the most important point of our practice is always trying to do something with big mind, not by small mind. When you do something with big mind, if there is no need to do it, you will not do it. Only when you have to do it, you will do it. That is big mind. And such an appreciatory word for that is, old man may not release his eyeballs as they might have otherwise. Old man may not release his eyeballs as they might have otherwise. There is eyebrows, means to make faces. Old men. Old men means well, friend, Zen master, good Zen master. We make faith. Ah, silly boy. To start thinking about that. Ah, silly boy. They shouldn't do that. The old, well trained, then I start. Yeah, paper. Very good. As they might have otherwise. If we do not start the center, they will not make sense. There is the eyebrow. Then it is good. That is such an appreciatory word. And he says, tentatively, I will establish the foundation for the nation. But even though old men may make faith, but tentatively, I must say excuse me, you must say excuse me. Right now, under this situation, we must do something for people. So excuse me, you may say. So tentatively, I will establish the foundation for the nation. But tactful generals and great shogunate, where were they now? But someday, the day comes when we do not need any tactful general or great shogun, powerful people. Someday, we'll have the time when we don't need any Zen master or tactful, you know. Or a priest of great power someday. But at that time, to have that kind of, to bring about that kind of peacefulness for people, tentatively, you know, will make some foundation. We'll pick up a dust. Think about this Genjo koan. It is actual fact, you know, more than real, you know, koan for us. We are doing exactly the same thing at the Sahara. We already picked up something. But all Zen master is made safe. Knowing that, we dare. We have to pick up something here. So again, it is good to fulfill your responsibility in the center and to help the center start, to help establish the center. It is good, of course. But if you have bright ideas set in it, if you are involved in small selfish ideas, Zen. You cannot see Buddha's face again. It is not Buddhism anymore. If you want to stay the center, you should extend your practice with big mind, not small mind. You shouldn't have any kind of self-centered idea. Because whatever we do, whether it is good or bad, what we do with big mind is Buddha's activity, whether it is good or bad. But if you do it with small mind, that is delusion. That is not Buddha's activity anymore. It is demon's activity, not Buddha's activity. It is out of system. If you are trying to extend or trying to express your big mind in its true sense, in your practice, and help them sometimes. Even that is not the first principle, Buddha allow us to do it. And if the purpose of establishing something is ready to forget all about the center, when we do not need the center, when people do not need the center. As you like Zen Center so much, you will easily involve in some, a kind of self-centered idea. To think about only yourself is self-centered idea, of course, but to think about only Zen Center, it is a kind of small mind. Even Zen Center is a dust, can be a dust, as small as dust in comparison to deep Buddha land. It is just a speck of dust. But if something, a speck of dust, like something like something as small as a speck of dust appears, we will be all dust, as Dhammadin says in his Skandagan. If the purpose of Dhammadin miss the point, God. A little bit. Then the difference in the heaven and the earth doesn't make any sense. So in our mind, even a slightest thing appears, we will lose our idea. We will all be that. The point is, what kind of interest you have in our Zen Center activity is the point. You should not be interested in something personal, but you should be ready to give up something when it is not necessary. I don't think we can bring about such a peaceful time where there's no need to have a Buddha speaking. I don't know when. But we should be ready to resign from the center. And you are not necessary. But, I don't know for when I can say you may resign from the center. I cannot say so easily. But each one of us should be ready for that. That is, and we should not be proud of our faculty or factfulness or bright, smart mind or your good practice. that is also enemy of Buddhism. You should not pursue a Buddhist way for sake of faith or personal interest. We should not seek for some advantage in our everyday life, using Buddha's teaching. Actually, why we study Buddhism is to have enough courage to do something useful, to do something people think useful. For that people like you do something or not, if it is necessary to do, you should do it. So it means you pick up some dust. People may even smallest piece of dust. Dust is dust. People may not like it. But if it is, if you think it is necessary, you should do it. That is our spirit. And we do not do it because people admire it. Because you will be good, successful life in the future. Knowing that what we are doing is not always necessary or not necessary forever. It is just tentative good means to help people. Knowing this to make best effort in our everyday life is actually Buddhist practice. So the big mind which we should extend the way to extend our big mind is literally big. Actually, there will not be no limit. So we say, we establish Buddha's way in defilement. In defilement. Whatever we do, it is illusion. Illusion. Knowing that this is illusion. To do something, to pick up dust is bodhisattva way. And at the same time, Buddhist way. So we do not expect anything in doing something because we know what we are doing is not always necessary. Right now, it is necessary. But tomorrow, we don't know. We will be very happy if people do not want us. We will be very happy. That is their deep mind. We wear all. Why we wear all? Maybe in short, to take out love is wear all. Unless you put on your robe, you have no time to take off. If you do not wear robe from the beginning, that also does not make sense. you are not, you know, nothing to do with human life. If you do not wear this life, Buddhist life. We must have wear it, as you must have pick up, you know, or dust. Even if it is dust, you must pick up. So if it is Buddha's life, you know, there is no reason why we do not wear. But Buddha's robe is formless robe. So any time you can take off. When time comes, and all the sentient beings become Buddha, then you can take off the robe. Then your robe makes sense. If you wear it, with some idea to keep, you know, wearing it forever, as it is, you know, Buddha's thought, that kind of idea doesn't make any sense. Our practice looks like very rigid, very formal. But why we observe such a rigid, formal practice is to acquire the absolute freedom. Until we have great freedom for human beings, we should continue our religious practice. You may say, it might be better not to involve such a religious practice. You know, it is out of question, if you say so. I have no time to discuss about Buddhism with such a people. They do not know danger of koan. The koan of everyday life. They do not know what is our life. Day after day, moment after moment, we are creating bad karma. I have to accept it. Even the Sahara we ate, you know, it is living being. Eggs are not dead. Even though you eat grain, that is living being. You are killing them. But you have to eat it, knowing that it is not dead. Because of the big mind, we have to do it. Because we do not, we choose big mind rather than small mind to discriminate this is good or bad. Whether we are following Buddha's precepts or not, that is, you know, small mind says, but big mind will accept things as it is. If we have to, we will do anything. form. So whatever it is, according to Dogen Zenji, it is core, deep core. And he carefully set up great koan of reality, a great koan of life. He set up a great, you know, stage for human beings. Whatever you do on the stage, that is a beautiful Buddha's act, which will continue forever. And whatever it is, from Dogen's viewpoint, it makes sense. If you have good understanding of the great koan, whatever you do, it makes sense. But only when you are involved in small mind, it doesn't make sense. You cannot stay on the stage of the great core. You are not alive anymore. Just core is moving. But there, a human being is not there. That is actually Dogen Zenji's great core. So, starting from the practice of weak mind, the practice, you know, will be developed in our group activity, like Zen Center, or like Buddha Sangha. And we will show the good example to the other group when we really follow Buddha's path. And when we really the meaning of life, meaning of what we are doing every day. In short, you shouldn't be bothered by so much about this is good or bad, the idea of this is good or bad, but you should. You should be concerned about your real practice, whether your practice is sincere practice or not. Whether your practice is supported by deep mind or not. This is the most important point. And actually, if you have this kind of practice, your mind will have constancy and peacefulness. Because you are involved in small mind, sometimes you will be discouraged. Sometimes you will be in ecstasy. That's a ecstasy. Discouragement will come. No calmness in it. No constancy in your practice. When you continue your practice with calmness of your mind and with constant effort, appreciating, you know, the feeling of constant, like, you know, like Tai Chi, or big weight in the ocean, goes up and down, constantly, sometimes high, sometimes low, but it has good feeling. It is not like this. But sometimes we like something. To go this way and we don't like to go immediately down, but to go this way is pretty good. But we know that after some excitement, some discouragement will follow. So if you know how important it is to have this constant mind, and if you enjoy the constant effort you make, like a cow, even they are all going to be killed, cow may go like this. He doesn't afraid of anything. So the last moment, he will continue that kind of practice, because he has big mind. That kind of mind will keep you always young and happy. If you are interested in something, you know, some jumpy life, up and down, then you will be tired of it. And you lose your spirit. Quite easily. And you will become old. So you shouldn't mind what will happen in the future so much. But you should worry about this moment, what you are doing. Whether you are happy or not happy is the most important point. If you are doing, if you are following the right path, then the quality of your life doesn't differ from the quality of Buddha's life. Of course, there is some difference in its deepness, in its rustiness, in its maturity. There is difference, but the quality of the practice is the same. Like whether it is big or light, and big or small, the frame is frame, you know. Even though we make it small, even though I feel cooler in this way, frame is frame, same quality. So our practice may not be so good, but the quality of the practice is the same. Only when we are supported by big mind, only when we do not lose our way in small mind, small practice. That is actually Dogen Zenji, Genjo Koan, big scale, Koan, big scale, where anything can be Koan. And where everyone has great freedom from from usual small activity. That is, again, if I so the goal of practice again is again mountain is high and river is flowing. That is goal of practice. Where there is no teaching or teacher or sensei being. That is the goal of practice. Where there is nothing to stick to. You cannot do anything with it. Your friend is a thing. Even though you say, that is the goal of teaching. So there is no Buddhism or no Buddha. Think of this. Exactly. How they see it like this. But again, if you think without any training, you have that kind of life, that is a great mistake. You do not know what you are doing. When you say you don't need Buddhism, then you are a great fool, or you are very selfish person. Don't you think so? Maybe great fool. To be a great fool is better than to be selfish person. Even though Buddha says same thing, but what Buddha meant and what he means is there's great difference. The difference between Buddha's words and your freedom, I don't know what they say. It is out of comparison. You say freedom, the nature, but you don't understand what is freedom and what is nature. You say nature, but your understanding of nature is not true nature, true nature. It is something very unnatural nature. Homemade nature. Provided in your kitchen. Nature looks like nature. But it is not truly nature. True nature may be, you know, nature which you ignore, almost ignore all living sentient beings. Human being would be ignored, easily be ignored from this great nature. Whether we exist in this earth or not, it is not this problem. It is this problem if we realize what is nature. It is actually this problem. But someone who says, you know, whatever we do, that is to follow the nature, and that is freedom. Then, in the same way, you will be ignored from the sun, from various stars in the space. In the same way will be ignored. If you realize that you cannot be ignored from the universe, even though we are small, then you realize who you are. And at the same time, you realize that because of some truth, being supported by truth, you are right. As long as you are supported by some truth, you cannot be free. You should follow some truth. Thank you very much.